The Philip Semple PLV visa and queue today's date is 04/11/2025. Dictation is 4. Correction 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Auxion Talon. Talon spelled T-E-L-O-N. Auxion spells A-U-C-I-U-N. Date of birth is 01/25/2013. This is a 12-year-old child here with right thumb pain, period. Patient is accompanied by dad, who stated a child informed him that he was playing football and fell backwards on his outstretched hands and immediately started to have pain on his right thumb, period. Patient described the pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with motion and touch, period. Next paragraph. Dad said this occurred yesterday and pain is worse today, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed or negative, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, ADHD. Surgical history, hernia repaired when he was 6 months old. Next paragraph. Social history, denies secondhand smoke exposure. Next paragraph. Medication, Adderall. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 91/55. Pulse 95. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Right hand. First digit. There is edema in the region of his DIPJ. There's tenderness. The palpation diffusely in that region. He has reduced range of motion, especially flexion. Yes, significant. Say patient reports significant discomfort in flexion flexing that digit. Period. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm, no murmur, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affects in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is thumb fracture. Assessment number 2 is thumb pain. Assessment number 3 is thumb edema. The next paragraph. An x-ray was done. There is some lucency in the distal middle phalanx. Suspicious for called fracture. A patient digit was splinted in the clinic. Dad was given a prescription for a thumb spike of splint, which is much more appropriate for this patient. And he was offered referral to a hand specialist. He declined. He says he's just going to watch to see how child does and then let me know if he needs to see a specialist. Dad indicated he has a Tylenol and motion at home and will use those for pain. End of dictation.